It's poll topic time. Up on our Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod, you can help us vote. This week, we're discussing all things football in our new poll topic here. We've got some great choices. JD, obviously, this is kind of near and dear to our hearts. We're both former college football players. What do you like about these football movies we're about to discuss?
For me, it is a lot of remembering my grandpa. And he showed me a lot of these movies when I was young and tried to establish like a, hey, if you want to compete, succeed, do what these movies are saying.
Well, here we go. Here's our topics for the week. Number one, we're in 1999, the comedy drama romance Varsity Blues, starring James Vanderbeek, John Voight, Paul Walker, and Scott Kahn. It's about a backup quarterback who is chosen to lead a Texas football team to victory after a star quarterback is injured. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects Varsity Blues?
Dude, like, that's like such a ridiculously intimate storyline.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's basically the storyline for all the Friday Night Lights movies and TV shows. It's something that happens a lot in football. Guys get injured, and somebody has to step in and be the hero. In this case, it's James Vanderbeek, right off the heels of Dawson's Creek.
It's a fantastic movie. The soundtrack is amazing. If it's so well into that chunk of 90s movies with actors and Billy Bob and John Boyd and Vanderbeek and freaking Lance Harbor, like, guys, come on, let's watch Varsity Blues together. It's like that episode of The Office where we watch like 30 minute segments of Varsity Blues.
Not gonna make any promises, but I actually work with Wendell, the running back from this movie, and there's a chance I may be able to get him on, Eliel Swinton, and have him talk about his experience with Varsity Blues.
Oh, I hate you, but I love
you. Number two on the poll topic, we're in 1993 for the action drama sport movie The Program, which stars James Caan, father of Scott, Halle Berry, and Omar Epps. The Program is about several players from different backgrounds trying to cope with the pressures of playing football at a major university. Each deals with the pressure differently. Some turn to drinking, others to drugs, and some to studying. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects The Program?
This movie, personally to me, speaks so perfectly from my high school to college transition in sports. If you guys want to hit me up to like learn about the bullshit that happens and going from an 18-year-old to you are now a starter on a major sports team. Like, the pressure that they encapsulate is so fucking raw. This is a good movie. Nobody bashes their head into a window, though. Latimer, stop. Nobody does that.
Hey, Bill Goldberg did it. Not true.
All right, fine. Checkmate, Kyle wins.
Poll topic number three, we're in 1998 for the comedy sport movie The Waterboy, starring Adam Sandler, Kathy Bates, and Henry Winkler, as well as Fairuza Balk. I don't know when we'll talk about her again, but that's worth going into.
The Waterboy. Craft future episode.
The Waterboy is about a waterboy for a college football team who discovers he has a unique tackling ability and becomes a member of the football team. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects The Waterboy?
Anybody who's ever played sports has The Waterboy on their team, right? You had The Waterboy, right?
Burn.
Were you The Waterboy? I'm sorry, Kyle. Was that
you? No. I was giving you a last name of somebody we both know. I said Burn.
Oh, hey, JB. Okay, no big deal.
Is he not, though?
No, that was our college water boy, Burn. Hey, my Jeff Burn.
And then poll topic number four, we're in 1991 for the comedy sport Necessary Roughness, which stars Scott Bakula, Robert Loggia, who is also in Independence Day, and Larry Miller, also Sinbad. Good cast. Due to NCAA sanctions, the Texas State University Fightin' Armadillos must form a football team from their actual student body with no scholarships to help to play their entire football schedule. The fewer players than most teams, the makeshift team must overcome obstacles that the best teams in the country couldn't deal with. Using a 34-year-old quarterback, a female place kicker, and a gang of misfits, Eddie Straight Arrow Gennaro must take this team to play the number one Texas Colts. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects Necessary Roughness?
Name drop the kicker.
I don't know who it is.
Kathy Ireland.
Is it? Wow, okay.
When this movie came out, she was top notch. And we have freaking Scott Bakula, we have Sinbad, we have just, this movie is, I don't know, like for me, like I watched this movie with my grandfather when I was maybe 6, 7, 8 years old. And he says to me, JD, you want to play sports? This is what sports looks like. And that's why I was such an asshole on the field.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Okay.
No, I was a bastard on the field.
So those are our pull topics. I'll go through them one more time. Varsity Blues, The Program, Waterboy, and Necessary Roughness. So again, get over to our Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod, and vote for our next movie. JD, what are you hoping the audience selects? Here's your chance to sway the audience.
I don't know. I feel like any movie that you pick is going to be excellent, but let's do Necessary Roughness. Let's save Varsity Blues for a future episode, but let's get to Scott Bakula. Let's do that, and then let's move to James Van Der Beek later.
Okay, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going Varsity Blues, man. I had that soundtrack on CD for at least a decade. Pretty sure we can get a special guest. And I think that would be a fun episode to do. So again, on our Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod, get over there and vote.